The beating of African drums signaled the beginning of the official civic memorial service held for Nelson Mandela in San Francisco's City Hall Rotunda, where former Mayor Willie Brown welcomed a standing room only crowd.
Nelson Mandela would have wanted us to commence through the voice and sound of people who can sing.
A boys' choir from across the bay in Oakland performed the South African national anthem, which they learned especially for the occasion. And a host of dignitaries took the stage, including the Consul General of South Africa, who made note of the Bay Area's significant role in the anti-apartheid movement.
With your contributions, the anti-apartheid movement was very strong from here. And by so doing, you changed our own world in South Africa.
That movement in the 1970s and 80s saw thousands of students at the University of California at Berkeley staging sit-ins and boycotting classes. Longshoremen refused to unload South African cargo. The city of Berkeley and then the state of California voted to stop investing in companies that did business in South Africa. Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner helped organize the UC Berkeley protests.
We collected signatures and put on the ballot to have the Berkeley citizens say, we want our money out of South Africa.
Shortly after his release from prison in 1990, Mandela showed his appreciation for the Bay Area's solidarity in the fight against apartheid.
It is you, the people of Oakland, the people of the Bay Area, who have given me and my delegation strength and hope to go back and continue the struggle.
Former Berkeley City Councilwoman and Mayor, now State Senator, Lonnie Hancock says for her, Mandela's appearance in the Bay Area was a moment of pure joy.
The tumultuous reception and welcome that he got when he made his great tour across the United States, culminating with the rally in Berkeley, where there were over 50,000 people in the Oakland Coliseum, really showed the respect, admiration, and love that the people of the United States had for Nelson Mandela.
Folks who attended the memorial in San Francisco and signed a book of condolences all said Nelson Mandela had inspired and touched them. Greg Soar is the San Francisco police chief.
He's sort of our adopted leader. You know, I mean, something happened worldwide that started here in San Francisco that was the right thing to do.
Thomas Robert Simpson is the director of the Afro Solo Theater Company.
I came to help celebrate the life of President Nelson Mandela and to pay homage to him for what he did for his country, for our country, for the world, and what he did for me individually in terms of giving me hope, in terms of giving me pride, and in terms of challenging me to be the best that I could be.
The San Francisco Bay Area is bidding farewell to Nelson Mandela this week, but the memory of the man and his extraordinary life will live on to inspire many generations to come. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.